2020, goodbye. 2021, hello. This is our first podcast for the year. I want to start it off by reading a little bit of Robert Burns. Of course, the famous song, Auld Lang Syne. I'm not going to sing it. Nobody wants to hear that. Unless you ask real nice. I mean, real nice. Auld Lang Syne, man. Robert Burns. Do you want me to sing it or do you want me to read it? I like when I can read. I announce it. When I sing, I get my Western PA twang going there. But Auld Lang Syne is Robert Burns is one of those iconic New Year's poems that you can't forget it. Robert Burns, man. 1759 through 1796, and he was a true Highlander, a true Scotsman, you name Should auld acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind, should auld acquaintance be forgot and auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for auld lang syne. And surely you'll be your pint stop, and surely I'll be mine, and we'll take a cup of kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne. We twa han run about the braes, and proud the gallants fine, and we've waved mony a weary fit since Auld Lang Syne. We twae hae paidlin in the burn frae morning sun till dine. But seas between us, braid hay rolled, seen Auld Lang Syne. And there's a hand, my trusty fare, and guy's a man o' thee. And we'll talk a right guide Willie Walt for Auld Lang Syne. I'm not singing that because my Scottish is not, my Gaelic is not up to standards. Though I am part Scottish, my Gaelic is not up to standards. Roddy Piper, forgive me. Sweet baby Jesus, where are you at? I miss his podcast. Every time I think of a New Year's podcast or doing anything, I always think of the Roddy Piper standard. And my God, what great podcast that man did. I wanted to do a little bit here today, thinking about the new year. But before I do that, I want to talk about this memorial fund and a couple other things. There's a memorial fund set up by, can I get this name right? Lyon Ross Bager. Ross Bager, okay. She's organized this for this kid that was a musician down at the Tin Lizzie. And you think about the Tin Lizzie in Youngstown, Pennsylvania. It's an iconic building. George Washington had been there back before it was the building standing now. Very haunted. Very haunted. My Uncle John Sima, who was a gunny sergeant in the Marine Corps, I lived there, so my childhood had always been going to visit him. The upper stairs that is now the Flapper's Bar, Martini Bar, whatever it is, used to be where he lived. And there was an old lady that lived down the hallway. And it was such an old building that you walk in it and the floor bent one way and you felt like you were in a, you could feel the history in it. A lot of history. So my cousins, the Matericos, owned it back in the day. My dad could have, if he was alive, would tell you stories, and it would be a wonderful thing to tell you these stories. I have little recollection of them. I remember people like Brownie Radilla being involved, another cousin of mine, Pete Materico, John Materico, all those people. Man. Good people that I grew up around. They were great, great people. And they had the Tin Lizzy. And I'm going to leave my feelings aside here. Because the bar had recently been, I guess, defying the governor's order. I don't know what I believe on that. I believe in human life. So I work in a healthcare field when I'm not doing the podcasts and the poetry readings and when I was traveling around signing books. It's something I was always told by Richie from the band Henway. He always said, you know, have a side gig or let your artwork be the side gig. Don't rely on it exclusively for the money or it's not going to be fun. So my degree in psychology is helping people in the health field, and I guess it's kind of criminal justice as well. I've done that 19 years now. So to me, when I see something, I could care less about what people's politics are, what they're, any of this stuff. I care about human life, and that's what's touching me the most. I don't care what people say. I don't care what they want to post online. I don't care how they want to feel about it. I'm here to share this memorial fund for Zachary Sterrett. And Zach was, I've met him a few times in the store. I'd talked to him. Other people had known him. Friends of friends. I didn't know him real well. We were not, didn't know him very well. But he was a great kid. Really great kid. He was a bartender there at this bar, and you know, take however you want. They defied the, you know, the bar defied the orders of the governor. The kid's working. He's working a job, doing the same thing I'm doing. You know, he's an essential worker. There's a side gig. He's a musician. He plays the mandolin. That's very rare these days. Excuse me. It's very rare these days. And he apparently contracted COVID and passed away very, very young age. And I want to read this just to give some context from this GoFundMe. You can look it up. It's called Memorial Fund for Zachary J. Sterrett. I want to read this because it's important that his story is told. It's very important. On December 23rd, surrounded by loved ones, our beautiful Zach passed away after fighting a courageous battle bigger than any imaginable caused by COVID-19 virus. I can't read this. Wow. I want to read just a little bit here. I'll pick things out. He was... Him and his brother had a band, and they won the 2015 Battle of the Bands, Super Break String Band, playing at different venues, dives, music festivals all over the country. I mean, this kid was good. Okay, really good. Really good musician. And played at Mr. Toad's in Greensburg, which is another great place, another great bar. He's a bartender there, but I know a lot about that place. I wonder, this is beautiful. This is really beautiful. It says, many of you has asked how you can help our family during the difficult time. This is Zach's mom. There are many things you can do to honor Zach. Pennsylvania flora and fauna were the centerpiece of Zach's tattoos, including the eastern hemlock and mountain laurel. How can I not care about this kid? I mean, think about it. Wow. One of our favorite ideas is for folks to go out and plant a tree or shrub in some location, a living tribute that will remind you of him for many years to come. Sunflowers are also a joy to behold. Always remind us of his gentle spirit. We have established a memorial fund to help the family deal with the final expenses from this unimaginable loss. If you would like to donate, just click the donate button and donate whatever you can. Any amount will be fully humbled and appreciated. Funds are managed by his mother and sister. If you're not able to donate, please remember you can still leave messages, comments, family, friends to read. When this despicable virus has diminished, there will be a grand memorial celebration, and we will all safe to gather and tell our stories, hug, laugh, cry, and remember our talented, sweet, fun-loving, absolutely lovable hippie at heart. Oh, okay. All right. You know, that's how I remember Zach. That's how you can see him. He was just this burst of energy and kindness. And he lost his life working a job, tending a bar. I mean, think about that. Wow. It touches you so much. I wanted to take that minute and talk about Zach. And they have almost twice their goal raised. And I've been pushing this for a couple of days now. And I'm glad that I've helped it get beyond the local scene. I've helped it share it with a bunch of other people. A lot of people have shared it. His friends have shared it. And money doesn't mean anything. It's this kid's life. $13,000 already raised, and that's just phenomenal. That's really phenomenal. Very proud of everybody that's done that. You know, you honor a life. And don't be silenced by standing up for it. When you look at something like this, it's such a young life. You're deeply touched, and you wonder what he could have been as a musician if he would have lived longer. And this is 300 some thousand people have died from this virus. So, wow. You see the numbers. I just wanted to give you one of the names, one of the local names of a fellow artist of the Laurel Highlands like myself. Loved hemlock trees, loved mountain laurel, loved being up around that. Oh, man. Thank you, Zach. Thank you for a life that we can read this and I can share this and I can say this is what a life should be lived. Okay. When it comes down to all the things in life, the awards, the accolades, the books you publish, the music, all that, records, CDs, MP3, what all, you know, the merch. None of that matters, man. This is what really matters. To talk about how when the tour van broke down in Iowa, Zach and them decided to pursue other interests because he got into bartending. That's the road, man. That's going back to Kerouac. And yeah, I just that deeply touched me. I don't want to make this about memorials, but I have one more. As well as I want to talk before that, there's another GoFundMe, but he seems to be doing okay. My friend Pete Bethune, he's a Pete Bethune. He's a captain of the Earth Race. And he is somebody that I've always looked up to. I've worked with him in a couple of different situations. And he was out, you know, doing his patrol when he was bitten by a brown recluse Fleur de Lance. I was bit by one. I talked to him about being bit by a brown recluse spider. He was bit by a Fleur de Lance snake, one of the deadliest in South America. And he'd been doing his conservations, trying to stop these people that are poaching. And he just... He got nailed by it, and he said, man, it felt like somebody hitting him with a sledgehammer, you know, however you put it. Really was something that touched me. So I was reached out to him. I said, "Hey, how you feeling? How things going? You got the antivenom?" And he's had some complications, but I wanted to think about Pete there and talk about Pete Bethune a little bit. What a really amazing guy. And how to end the year, man. You really did it. But another one I wanted to talk about. My cousin Michael K. Simo Jr. passed away on December 20th. And he was 79 years old. And I was, he'd been dealing with illness for a while. I was thinking about his dad because his dad would always send us these amazing care packages from New York. He'd worked at the World Trade Center. And my childhood was, oh, wow, Uncle Mike sent us a bunch of stuff. And he'd come and visit, and he had this little dog. I believe it was a basset hound. It was one of those dogs like that. I forget what the cartoon was, but the dog would turn its head one way and come out the other side of its body, that little basset hound looking thing. Great dog. Charlie, wow, that's pulling that way out of the sky. Charlie was a dog. And we always had. They lived in New York. I didn't see them a lot. Get these packages. And I was closer to his dad than him. But I remember my Uncle Mike coming around and talk to my dad all the time and everything. And I was deeply touched by this. Just feeling these emotions because the one day my dad was sitting there and he was kind of like, really like just upset. And I said, "What?" And he says, about his brother Mike died, and it was shocking. It was shocking because my Uncle Mike was like in his 90s and still going hunting and carrying out a deer. He still had a widow's peak and never had a gray hair yet. He was the hunter in the family. Mike was the oldest, and his son was somebody that was a real tough, street smart New York kid, Manhattan. He was born in 1941, and I have this amazing picture of my dad and Mike's mom. She died young, but Mike's mom, Mike, and young Mike and Jackie. Charlotte was his mom, and I had a little picture, and I shared it with them because it was such a nice picture of them. My dad had been at Merchant Marine of World War II, so he spent a lot of time in New York City, in and out of the harbor, and visiting his brother Mike and sister Annie. Those are amazing set of stories I'll get into someday. But I wasn't real super close to my cousin. He was always so busy, and there was an age difference here. But I always had good feelings with him because one of the things about Mike, be it old Mike or young Mike, was they were very passionate people. They really believed in something, and they would stand by it, and they knew about they had a very strong feeling of family. Young Mike was a character. He had a sense of humor that was pretty good. And I want to just talk about his like his accomplishments here. I love Mike. I haven't talked to him in years. I talked to his sons and that more, but in Putnam County, New York, he was the longest serving legislator, and he worked for the International Business Machines, IBM, for like 23 years. Really great. He was in charge of, I believe it was a Latin American headquarters for IBM, and he served his community as a legislator for 23 years. They called him the Honorable Michael K. Simo Jr. because he was just that. People knew that when he believed in a cause, that he would fight for it. And all the committees he was a chairman of, be it, I believe it was Protective Services to fixing the 911 system, Narcotics Task Force, Youth Court. very similar to what I'm involved in. Cerebral palsy. He was big into all that, you know, and I really think about the, you know, he had cancer and he'd been fighting it and fighting it, and I was really thinking he was going to beat it. He was really good at this fight. Like my dad, I think it's those type that type of people is something in my family, that they're fighters. Mike, man, that really hit me hard there for a bit, the end of the year, but it's a new year, and I wanted to really focus on these causes that are important to me. The kid that was a musician, and thinking about my cousin here. So in his honor, I'm going to donate to this Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. And the website is www.giving.mskcc.org. Really important. I know when my father had cancer, what I went through. And I know every bit of you can give matters. I don't have a whole lot right now, okay? I have a situation I've been dealing with that's taking a lot of revenue from me personally that I would much rather give to these charities. And I always had. I don't make profits off my books or anything else for myself. But I really wish I had more to give. Not that it matters, because it's all those little donations of give. There's like this thing with Zach. I mean, that money did not get raised by some rich guy, big money donor. It's always something that's small donation. And yeah, it's important to look at these charities and these people's lives and find the value of them. So, we have a new year here, and I want to do something a little bit different this year. I want to look at, turn my light on here. It's getting, middle of the day, it should be dark. I have this really great light my sister got me. It goes between the normal light and the UV light, so I can look at things better. But I want to do something a little different this year. I have a little bit of a set of poems here that I've been working on my next book. And it's kind of haphazardly. I don't have a focus on it yet. This year hasn't been all that great. But I'm thinking of some of these poems, like I wanted to just go back and always read from the Enlightened Heart here, too. Wanted to read one of my favorite poems here. I wanted to do this as well. I wanted to get into a little bit of spirituality and really think about this year, because it's going to be a tough year, but I want to really think about a little bit of light, get into more positive things. I just spent like 20 minutes not doing that, but I want to put some positive energy out there. Just people like Zach, everybody we've lost. I want to honor you with this poem by one of my favorite people, St. Francis of Assisi, you know, 1182 through 1226. This is an old poem. The Canticle of the Sun. Most high, all-powerful, sweet Lord, yours is the praise, the glory, and the honor, and every blessing. Be praised, my Lord, for all your creatures, and first for brother sun, who makes the day light and luminous. And he is beautiful and radiant with splendor. He is the image of you, Most High. Be praised, my Lord, for Sister Moon and the stars. In the sky you have made them brilliant and precious and beautiful. Be praised, my Lord, for Brother Wind, and for the air, both cloudy and serene, in every kind of weather, though which you give nourishment to your creatures. Be praised, my Lord, for Sister Water, who is very useful and humble and precious and chaste. Be praised, my Lord, for Brother Fire, to whom you illuminate the night, and he is beautiful and joyous and robust and strong. Be praised, my Lord, for our sister, Mother Earth, who nourishes us and watches over us and brings forth various fruits with colored flowers and herbs. Be praised, my Lord, for those who forgive through your love and bear sickness and tribulation. Blessed are those who adore in peace. They will be crowned by you, Most High. Be praised, my Lord, for our sister, Bodily Death, from whom no things can escape. Blessed are those whom she finds doing your most holy will, for the second death cannot harm them. Praise and bless my Lord, and give thanks to him, and serve him with great humility. St. Francis of Assisi, man. You could think that maybe some Native American had written that. He was very grounded in everything he did. He was very grounded in his work. Very much attuned to the suffering of others and to the animals and other people and other things. So the second charity I'm giving to this year, in the name of Zach, because he's got enough money raised here, I wanted to give to the Wild Horses. This Wild Horse charity, Return to Freedom. This goes along with something that my friends that the Nelsons would be into, like Willie's kids are always big into helping horses out. Willie is big into it, so it's one of the reasons I thought about this. I wanted to sponsor a horse this year, Return to Freedom, Wild Horse Conservation. Because I'm thinking of that spirit of the wild horse, the wild animal, that is so powerful and bold, full of life, and yet so delicate because of man. We need those wild places. We need those places like Zach enjoyed, the true hippie at heart. And I want to donate this. I'm doing a donation in his name. I'm going to sponsor a horse. This is going to be a very private thing I'm doing. I'm not doing it for... I'm not going to mention what horse. I'm not going to post anything more about it beyond this. But I want to donate to those two charities, because it's important. There's a lot of starving people, too, out there. And there's food banks for you to be involved in everything else. But I want to... just take these two for the cancer and to the cancer research and the Return to Freedom, Wild Horse Conservation. Very important to do things like this. Use our power, our words, our voice for good. I want to thank you all and wish you a very happy new year. And thank you all for the time you've spent with me. I hope that I don't disappoint this year. Our first podcast, be the light and love, power of God and glory you wish. And in all ways, be kind and blessed. Thank you.